This is All About Wine on Blog Talk Radio, the talk show dedicated to the wine industry since 2009, originating from Florida Estates Winery in Land O'Lakes, Florida, featuring winemaker, cellar master, vineyardist, and tasting expert, Ron.
Basically, what we're trying to do on this program is just trying to educate people and trying to make wine less confusing and more friendly.
Vice President and General Manager of Florida Estates Winery, from coast to coast and around the world.
You know, we really have had some neat people on the program. I love that.
Call our guest line at any time during the live show at area code 646-727-3235, and let's talk about wine. Again, the phone number to call is 646-727-3235. And now, All About Wine is on. Here's Ron.
Thank you, best people. Thank you. Mike's not with us again tonight, sorry to say. He had an opportunity to spend the evening with his son, who's in town. So can't fault him for that. So good for him. Hopefully he's having a good time and be back with us next week. Hope everyone out there is doing well and everything's good with you. We have a program tonight. We're going to continue talking a little bit about the fires out in California and some other fires. I don't know if you're aware of, but we're going to be talking about fires. I got a few other odds and ends for you here, and then we'll let you get back to what you were doing. If you want to call in, the number here is, well, that's not going to work. I'm trying to put something away, and it's not going to go away there. The number here, 646-727-3235. That is, actually, that's out of New York, I believe. That's where Blog Talk Radio is, and I think that's that number out of there. But you can call with that and get a hold of us there. If this is any other day besides October the 19th, then don't call, because we're live October 19th at 7:02, according to my computer here, and that's the time you should call. If it's any other time, don't call. We're not answering it. So let's see what's been happening. Not too much of anything, really. We've had a little bit of rains and all that here in Florida, nothing serious. Overall, it's been good down here in the East Coast of the United States, unlike California still battling fires, but we're going to be talking a lot about those fires and some of the wineries that has been damaged and stuff like that. As always, we had to tell you about what's coming up on the following week here, the coming week. Today is the 19th, and so tomorrow is National Fruit Day. So I don't know what wine you would have a fruit, but I'm sure you can always find something. Saturday, National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. Pumpkin cheesecake. You know, it's October. What do we expect? Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. Sunday, National Nut Day. And not particularly one particular nut, but any of the nuts. You can enjoy cashews, peanuts, or any of the others. I suppose those technically aren't nuts. Peanuts are legume. But National Nut Day, Monday. Tuesday, National Boston Cream Pie Day. Oh, I haven't had a Boston Cream Pie. I can't remember. I like them, too. Tuesday, National Bologna Day. Now, there's something for a rosé. If you're looking for a rosé to match up with something, National Bologna Day, come Tuesday. Wednesday, you're going to love this, National Greasy Foods Day. I'm sure there's lots of them out there we can find. Also, Wednesday is National Sourest Day. Sourest, S-O-U-R-E-S-T, Sourest Day. And it's World Pasta Day. So it gives you all sorts of opportunities there to enjoy wine on coming up on Wednesday, National Greasy Foods Day, Sours Day, and World Pasta Day. German foods, sauerkrauts, and stuff like that would fall into your Sours Day. And then next Thursday, National Mincemeat Day. And it's also National Pumpkin Day, which seems mighty odd that National Pumpkin Day would fall on the 26th of the month of October as opposed to the 31st, but we don't make the rules. So there you go. So, and then going into next week, the Friday's National Potato Day, also American Beer Day, Saturday National Chocolate Day, and that's always one that people enjoy. Although you'd be surprised how many people don't like chocolate. At the winery, I give out chocolate with the Plantation Spice. And a lot of people choose not to eat the chocolate for various reasons. They don't like it. They're allergic to it, just not having a taste for it. But a lot of people don't like chocolate. The 29th, National Oatmeal Day. The 30th, National Dessert Month ends. So you need to get your desserts taken care of. Also, National Candy Corn Day. Nearly 9 billion pieces of candy corn are consumed every year. So as much as people complain about it, they still eat it. And then the 31st, Halloween, is National Caramel Apple Day. And, of course, like I just stated, Halloween. And then coming up on the 1st of November, World Vegan Day. And that should get you up for next couple of weeks here, if you happen to miss the show or something. And that's what's coming up in the future. We're going to talk. Oh, not yet. We're not. I got some things to pass on to you. As always, I don't know if you've heard this or not. Dow Chemical Company and DuPont has finalized their merger. It became effective August the 31st. It is now officially Dow DuPont. They are going to divide up into three entities, three distinct sectors. They're going to have an agricultural sector, a materials science sector, and a specialty products sector. Enormous companies, we all know, we've heard of both of them over the years. Has nothing to do with wine, but I didn't know about it until I read this. It's been something that's been going on for the last 20 months or so, this pre-merger and all that stuff. Had to go through all sorts of scrutiny by the government, by all sorts of things, because it's going to be so enormous. But the Dow Chemical Company and DuPont is now Dow DuPont. If you want to check out the website, they have a new website called Dow-DuPont.com. DOW-DUPONT.com. Just FYI for you. I just thought that was something that everyone needs to know, that they are enormous now. Aldi's. I don't know if you have Aldi's where you are. We have them down here in Florida. In fact, we just got Aldi's not too long ago. Aldi's now takes credit cards too, by the way. First time I went to Aldi's, they did not, and I was stuck with buying something, so I couldn't, because I had no cash. Nobody carries cash. I guess Aldi's finally figured that out, because now they do take credit cards. But Aldi's has got their own private label wine. Their exquisite collection, Côte de Provence Rosé. They're saying it's internationally acclaimed. Get it before it's gone. It's a blend of Grenache, Cinsault, and Syrah, created with a strawberry flavors and white fruit aromas. It's from south of France. They are excited about it. And they're selling it for $7.99, a 750 milliliter at Aldi's now. So, you know, it's private labels. Private labels are happening all over the place in stores and stuff. Now Aldi's is jumping on the bandwagon, getting theirs. The rosé is the first. I am sure they will come out with reds and a white before very long here, because why not? If it sells, it sells. Convenient and portable. Woodbridge. You've seen the Woodbridge 1.2 liters all over the place, I'm sure. Woodbridge is in almost every single store you walk into. Now Woodbridge, which is actually by Robert Mondavi, if you didn't know it is launching a convenient way for consumers to enjoy wines every day, is what they're saying. They are coming out with the Stacked Singles. Now, you've probably seen the Stacked Singles before in other wines, but Woodbridge is coming out with it now. It's a 187-milliliter single serving of wine in a convenient, portable, shatterproof cup. Actually, it's plastic. Shatterproof cup sounds better. Woodbridge's Stacked Singles are perfect for fall tailgates, they say, and for fireside sipping at home, because no wine glass or bottle opener is required. Just peel open and enjoy. There are available in single format servings for $2.49 at wine retailers across the country, across the nation. So something to look forward to or something to pick up. It doesn't say on this what the wines are, but it just says that it shows a white and a red here in a little picture, but doesn't say much else what they are. Could be blends, could be anything. But Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi is coming out with the single servers or four pack. And 187 millimeters in the four pack is going to give you about a 750 milliliter bottle equivalent. Next thing I have for you, and I was going to look this up. Maybe I can do it while we're talking here. Let's see if we can't do this as soon as I can find my... There it is. Okay. Let me see if I can find something on this. This is called the Wand. Okay. Let me type in and see if I can't find something on my search engine. Let me put in the Wine Wand and see what it says. Oh, here it is. Okay. Now, this I just noticed, the Wine Wand, the Wand. Special wand. It's new in the marketplace. The Wand by Pure Wine helps consumers savor wine without hangover effects. Now, that's a pretty big claim there, I think. Oh, good. I won't get a hangover, so I will use the wand, and I will stir it up and have myself a couple of bottles of wine, and I will be safe. It says, the product absorbs 95% of the histamines and sulfite preservatives from a glass of wine, helping to alleviate unfavorable reactions such as headaches, congestion, and skin reactions and rashes, the company says. It was developed by David Meadows, who is a biomedical researcher. The wand uses advanced nanopore beads sealed inside a BPA-free pouch to remove allergens. It also aerates the wine and maximizes its full flavor potential, the company says. Now, you know, I don't know. I am very, very skeptical about this. I have to tell you, I am very skeptical about this. If anyone from the wand factory hears me, send me one. I will test it, and if it works, I will give you a great review. But as it stands right now, I just don't see it happening. Amazon $24.95, Bed Bath and Beyond $19.95, Wine Enthusiast $24.95, Kitchen Capers $19.99, Brookstone $19.99. So it's, you know, $20 to $25. It says here, let me see what it says here on the wand. Who's this? The Pure DrinkPureWine.com. Let me see what this website says. Okay, this is the wand website. Okay, savor the wine, sip the side. The only wine filter that alleviates wine headaches, congestion, facial flushing, and morning after hangover feeling. Doesn't say it on this, it doesn't say it eliminates hangovers. Works in red and white wines, removes up to 95% of the histamines, and that's red wines contain histamines, which usually gives you the headaches and the flushing and the congestion. So all that stuff is from the histamines. And 95% of the sulfites without chemicals or additives. It leaves nothing in the wine. All right, well, that line right there makes you think, okay, but If it's removing everything out of the wine, then what's left? It says it brings out the natural taste and health benefits of wine. It is portable and disposable, fits in a pocket or purse. Now, on the website here, it says learn more. Frequently asked questions. Let's go into this a little bit here, because this is, I'm still skeptical. I have to be. Can you use the wand for more than one glass of wine? They recommend only a single use of 6-ounce glass of wine. That ensures the most effective use. If you use it more than that, then they can't guarantee that you're going to get rid of the sulfites and the histamines. Okay, how do you use the wand? You simply remove the wand from the plastic sleeve and swirl it in the glass to soak up in your 6 ounces of your favorite red, white, or rosé. And in as few as 3 minutes, you're ready to set down without any of the uncomfortable side effects. That's a quote. That's not what I'm saying. I'm going to give this wine a bad review until I try it. And I'm going to have to try it. And I'm going to approach it with very skeptical taste. Will the wand change the taste of my wine? They say one of the most frequent and favorite questions, because it is designed to selectively remove histamines and sulfite preservatives, it leaves all desirable taste components in the wine and all the health benefits and alcohol content. All right. How long does it take it to work? Here's another question. They just said that. Approximately 3 minutes, and that's what they're saying now. Let's stir it for 3 minutes. How does it work? All right. Now, it's a patented technology. More than 5 years of research by Dr. David Meadows and his son, Derek, who are wine allergy sufferers. It's the only product on the market today that works on both red, white, are all red, white, and rosé, and removes both histamines and sulfites, responsible for uncomfortable side effects, headaches, congestion. They're saying the sulfites. I mean, this is very misleading. The histamines will cause headaches, congestion, skin flushing. Sulfites, unless you're actually allergic to sulfites, it's not going to give you the problem. And you're not going to get a whole lot of histamines in the white wines anyway. So, I don't know. Again, I am skeptical. While their design is sleek, elegant, and lightweight, it is an advanced nanopore beads sealed inside the BPA-free plastic pouch. These beads rapidly remove wine allergens without adding any chemicals and do not affect the taste, alcohol content, or health benefits. Simply swirl it in 6 ounces of your favorite wine in as few as 3 minutes. Up to 95% of histamines, sulfites, and unpleasant side effects are removed, so that you can enjoy your favorite wine again. I'm going to have to get one of these and then stir it for 3 minutes in a red wine and then do a sulfite test, because I can do that. And I'm just curious of what is going to end up showing at that level there. I don't have a way to test the histamines, but I do the sulfite. So I'm going to have to order one of these. You know, it's worth $25 to do some tests on it. Says, does the wand work with all wines? It is the first one that will work with all varietals of both red and white across all price ranges. It also works with sparkling wines such as Prosecco and Champagne, but may cause them to lose their effervescence more quickly, which is the bubbles, of course. Is the wand safe? It is patented and is safe, and it has been tested according to FDA standards for food grade quality. What wine side effects does the wine help alleviate? Well, this is always fun. It's estimated that as many as 7 out of 10 wine drinkers experience reactions ranging from headaches, stomach distress, and facial redness to flushing, joint pain, bloating, and next day hangover. These also can intensify with age. By removing histamines and sulfites, the main culprits that trigger reactions. No, it's not the sulfites, unless you're allergic to it. It's not going to cause it. The wand is able to reduce or completely eliminate all of those things and restore your enjoyment of wine without worry. Oh, well. Where is the wand made? It's a United States product. Where can I buy the wand? It's available in convenient 8 and 24 packs in the store here now. I have to see how much they're charging for it. Or you can buy individual boxes and sign up for a convenient monthly auto ship service. It's the easiest way to ensure that you always have a wand available when you need one. Or you can purchase it at any one of thousands of fine retailers and grocers throughout the U.S. or Amazon. All right, there you go. Do you ship internationally? Well, we do have international people listening to this. We are thrilled to announce we are shipping the wand to select countries around the world. So there you go, people in other countries. How is the wand different from other products? It says, if you experience sensitivity to wine, you won't find any other solution but the wand. Appreciation starts at the understanding of the root cause of sensitivity. It's surprising many people to learn that histamines and sulfites, not tannins and acidity, found naturally in wine, are the most common causes of unpleasant side effects, not sulfites. I wish they'd quit saying that. That's driving me nuts. Histamines, yeah, but sulfites, seldom if ever. Send a red flag to your body immune system, which can trigger headache, facial flushing, and joint pain, as well as stomach distress and nasal congestion. That's the histamines, people. Only the wand absorbs both histamines and sulfites in all wine varieties. A true innovation for millions. It's portable, disposable, fitting conveniently in a purse or pocket, and always have one on hand for impromptu get-togethers or favorite meal celebrations. It's designed for one glass and eliminates the need to purchase open an entire bottle every time you use it. It's designed for one glass of wine. It eliminates the need to purchase open an entire bottle every time you use it. What, huh? That's confusing, because one glass, there's approximately 4 glasses at 6 ounce each, 4 glasses in a bottle of wine. So, I don't know. Well, how does it work? The wand is patented, and it believes it's going to help, and they're not telling you how it works. It's a secret. Can I keep up with all things? How can I keep up with all things the wand? Welcome to the family of wand lovers. Get social with us on Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget to join our VIP club. It's free and you'll receive specials and exciting offers just for being a member. Does the wand work with beer? It does. Swirl and soak in up to 8 ounces of your favorite brew a minimum of 3 minutes to help remove histamine-causing side effects. Please note, while effective, the wand may cause beer to go flat more quickly. You're drinking it. Now that I'm enjoying wine again, do you have any good resources for toast making? No. Yeah, okay. And I have a question that's not covered here. And then they give you a phone number and a web address for it. Drinkpurewine.com. That's what I'm looking at right now. Let's see. Order now. Let's see what their prices are. 8-pack, $20. 24-pack, $55. And they're temporarily out of stock of the wine in the 72 party pack, which is $160. The 72 party pack breaks down. Let me get out my trusty calculator here because I am not a math savant and I can't do that in my head. 159.99 divided by 72. That gives us $2.22 each. Whereas $19.99 divided by 8 gives us $2.50 each. So $2.22 to $2.50. You save a quarter on each one if you get the big 72 party pack. But they're out of that, so that's not going to do you any good anyway. Why don't they just throw like 3 of the 24 packs together, and yeah, that would. And let's check that out too. 54.99 divided by 24. That's almost $2.30 each. So, you know, the wand. I don't know. I am very skeptical, very, very skeptical. If someone out there is promoting the wand and you want me to give you a review on it, I will be more than happy to. I will also be more than happy to check and see how much of the sulfites it actually removes from it, because I am very curious. That seems like an awful big brag there. And so I'm going to have to see if I can't find the wand somewhere that's a little bit more, well, inexpensive, so that I can test it and play with it and do stuff like that. And I will test it on different wines, not just mine. I will give a sulfite test to the glass that I'm going to be using the wand in before. Then I will use the wand and see how much sulfites is after. And I can tell you within a couple of three, you know, points if it's down or up or whatever. So there you go, the wand. I am not sure yet, so I will hold out my final judgment until I do get some, and I'll report back to you. Here's another one. This is another one. They got a lot of sites out there. This is even yet another site that talks about the wand. This one says, we love wine, but not histamines and sulfites. Well, sulfites are in almost everything you buy. I hate to tell you this, but it's a preservative. 75% of wine drinkers have experienced adverse reactions to sulfite preservatives and histamines. Can you think of what that sulfite's in? 69% of people get headaches. 43 get hangovers, feel bad in the morning. 29 flush skin, 22 nasal congestion, 3% breathing problems. But with the wand, you won't have that problem. In 1 minute, you will remove 29% of sulfite and histamines. In 4 minutes, 66%. And in 8 minutes, 95% of the sulfites and histamines will be removed. All right. Again, I am not going to say it's good, bad, mediocre, whatever. What is this now? And here's yet another spot. Boy, they have a lot of different things on the wand. And dispose after you. Stay tuned. There you go. All right. So, the wand. As seen on the NBC's Today Show, Good Day Sacramento, all sorts of stuff. They've been praised by everybody. So there you go. The wand. I'm going to have to get the wand and just to see if it is all it is supposed to be. I don't know. I'm holding out on that. Let me talk about the fires for a little bit here before I get off. We all know about the California fires. We have been hearing that. In fact, my program last week was about the California fires and all that's going on there. But, I don't know if you're aware, there has been some serious, serious fires in Spain and Portugal. Yes. Same time we've been having our fires in California, Spain and Portugal has been having fires. They've lost 45 lives there, thousands of hectares of agricultural land, including vineyards and winery owners' homes, have been destroyed. It is 6,000 firefighters spent the past week fighting more than 65 fires across Galicia in Spain and in central Portugal. As of Wednesday, yesterday, 45 people have died, 41 in Portugal and 4 in Spain, in Galicia. The Portugal's interior ministers declared 3 days of mourning for the lost lives. Winds from Hurricane Ophelia has fanned the flames, which has caused the situation to get worse. That Hurricane Ophelia has really did a number back in the old world. It hit Ireland and England, some of the strongest winds they've ever had there. They've never had a hurricane hit them. From what I read, they said it just has never been a hurricane hit them. And then Ophelia went over there and just destroyed a lot of stuff, But it has the hurricane winds have caused problems and spread the fire. The winemakers in Galicia and Doha are on the front lines. They said that particularly in the Portuguese Doha region, they are having terrible fires. Is the winemaker Luis Lorenzo said that the wind was blowing in all directions. It's almost impossible to control the fire since the winery is surrounded by pine forest. Some of the vineyards were ignited by the heat alone. He says he lost about 12 hectares out of 35, which were affected by it. Lots of producers in Deo were affected. They said they've lost vineyards and homes and warehousing holding hundred pallets of wine. So it was so fast that it flew right through it, said the wife of husband winemaker Antonio. They were having their house refurbished, and it just went right through and destroyed it. They stopped the fire in one part, but the other part fell completely down, landing on their heads, and they had to go to the hospital. Said that they're a miracle, they're okay. The team at Casa del Moraes managed to save the winery filled with a freshly picked 2017 harvest. Now they hope that they can rebuild in time, and so they can get everything done and taken care of properly. It is a tragedy, they're saying. Everyone there is saying it's a tragedy. They need to change their forest management in Portugal, they're saying, especially considering climate change, since it doesn't happen again. So it doesn't happen again. Back in June, 64 people were killed in forest fires in Portugal. So this is, the wind has spread this. But, this year there's been over 100 people killed in forest fires in Portugal alone. Northern Spain, the fires are very strong, said Luis Boltran, who is the president of the Galicas Winemakers Association. He said that over 90% of the agricultural land in Asnavis has been burnt, and somewhere between 15 and 20% of that is vineyards. Some people have lost entire vineyards and their homes. Those fires were caused by arson, they're saying. Some of the vines will never recover, and the land is still smoldering. It has not been proved that arson was the cause of the fires, but the wineries are saying that it is. Nobody can remember in October as hot as this year, and the hot air, wind, and dry land combinations with the fall to make an apocalyptic scene. It's not under control yet. Light rain last Monday evening has helped control some of it in the northern part of Spain and southern Portugal, but it is still working its way down through and causing a lot of problems there, a lot of problems. Let's see. So, let's see. I talked about this before. Let me go out of this and go to something else here. Okay, come on, computer. There you go. All right, the fires there continue to burn. They are, there's so many of them. There's some of them are under control. Some of them have been stopped. They're still watching the embers like they always do, but it's still something, the winds have died down, so they're getting it under control more and more. I'm sorry, I'm trying to read while I'm talking at the same time, and it doesn't always work because I'm reading about one thing and talking about something else. The wineries that are affected in California. There we go. Access. Now, see if I mute that. I don't know if. I don't know. Can you hear this? I hope so. All right, that's just a little video that popped up there. Sorry about that. But that the wineries that have been damaged, they're far north as Calistoga, as far south as south of Sonoma. Santa Rosa has some damage. Red dots in this, the wineries have been destroyed. Just a nice little map here. I really should put this. Let's see if I can't find some way to get this posted onto our Facebook page or our website. And y'all can take a look at this map. And there's some great pictures, like 55 pictures of damage there. So it's a good thing. Let's see if I can't do it. But as fires continue to burn, the reports are surfacing about the fates of wineries throughout Napa, Sonoma, and Mendocino counties. And this so far is what they have and damaged or destroyed, including confirmations from the wineries themselves or reporters that are on the ground. Now, this is out of the Mercury News. Mercury News. I think it's San Jose. It just says Mercury News, but if I remember, just the San Jose Mercury News. So, this is what they have. Napa, Durash Winery, located on Silverado Trail in Napa, says the winery reported landscape and vineyard damage, but the buildings are still standing. Durash Caledi built one of the largest family-owned grocery businesses in Southern California before founding the winery in 1997. It's often referred to as the Persian Palace. The Grand Winery was inspired by the wine culture of the Shiraz region of Iran. Durash Wines, which includes Shiraz, also known as Syrah, and red wine blends have gained critical acclaim since they were first released. So that has some damage, but not serious. Hagenfen Cellars, also on the Silverado Trail. The building and taste room survived the fire, but the crush pad partially burned and some agricultural equipment was destroyed. The guest house and chicken house were lost and about an acre of vineyards burned. He says, we have been humbled by nature once again, but we remain resilient, adaptive, creative, and happy to be alive. Hafgan was Napa Valley's first kosher winery, opened in 1979. It's located between Napa's famed Stag's Leap and Oak Knoll wine districts. Helena View Johnston Vineyards, that's on Route 128 in Calistoga. According to the owner's brother, this organic winery burned to the ground early Monday morning, and all is lost. Charles Johnson began growing Cabernet Sauvignon and Cabernet Franc grapes organically on his Calistoga ranch 26 years ago. He is noted for his Napa Valley Red blends. All is lost, he's saying. Jared's Estate. This Napa winery from the Atlas Peak District sustained significant damage. Several structures, including the estate's historic barn known as Jarvis Pilot Winery, were destroyed, according to manager Elizabeth Rhoda. The winery is safe, however, thanks to being housed in a 45,000 square foot cave dug into the Vaca Mountains. Mayor Camus, y'all may be familiar with that. That's a pretty popular name. That's on La Coya Road, Napa. Sets atop Mount Vita. It survived the fire, but a private tasting and events building known as the Residence was destroyed. Maya Camus is one of Napa Valley's historic wineries, established in 1889 on Mount Vita. It was built then with stones from the estate's vineyards. That building, as well as other property buildings, were restored in 2013. It's noted for their Chardonnays and Cabernet Sauvignon. Paris, P-A-R-A-S, I think it's Paris Vineyard, on Vita Road, believed to have survived severe damage. Press photos show the main building on the family farm engulfed in flames and farm burning in the vineyards. But they haven't talked to the people there to know. Patlin Estate Vineyards, that's in Napa. A view from Soda Canyon Road shows extensive damage to the estate and vineyard. Polito Walker's Estate Vineyard, that's in Mount Vita. The estate vineyard of Mark Polito and Donna Walker in Napa was destroyed. The owners confirmed that they lost their home and a portion of the estate vineyard during the Patrick Road fire. And that will likely impact the 2018 inaugural harvest from that vineyard. Robert Sinsky Vineyards, that's on Silverado Trail. Only some vegetation around the winery had burned, but Tuesday, they carries his father's legacy on there. They have a large kitchen, all that. He's also an accomplished photographer. Tells about them, but not so much. It says the vineyard survived, though. Roy Estate on Soda Canyon Road in Napa. Caught in one of the worst fire zones, the winery was extensively damaged. Cabernet Sauvignon and red wine blends are the specialty of this boutique cult winery. The winemaker, Felipe Melka, crafts highly sought-after wines from their 17-acre estate vineyard in the Stag's Leap District. Proprietor Shirley Roy carries on the legacy from her late husband that was launched in 1999. Sagacia Vineyard, that's on Mount Vita Road too. A company spokesman confirmed that the winery owned by the Cates family has burned. Signorella Estates Vineyard, this is the one everyone's hearing about. This is the one that all the pictures are about too. The winery and residence in the Stag Beach District burned to the ground on Monday. The employees and people fought the fire Sunday night into Monday morning, but they had to retreat because the flames overcame the building. All 25 of the employees and proprietors were safe, and they said they will rebuild. Noted for the extensive food and wine pairings that they give there, they are going to rebuild. Sill Family Vineyards, S-I-L-L. That's located in Napa. Photos provided to the Napa Register show the winery destroyed by fire. The owner, Igor Sill, said, "We will rebuild." Silver Oak Cellars. That's an old one, too. Silver Oak Cellars in Soda Canyon Ranch. The owners report on Facebook, "We have sustained only minimal damage to our Soda Canyon Ranch vineyard in the Napa Valley. No vines were lost. Our harvest was complete before the wildfires." It says Silver Oak is one of the most well-known wineries in and outside of Napa. The Duncan family owns the Oakville Winery and Tasting Room, as well as vineyards in Napa and Sonoma. It is Pinot Noir-centric. Sky Vineyards in Mount Vita District. Family-owned winery has sustained fire damage, but is still standing. The extent of damage is unknown. Stag's Leap. There's another name that I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with. It's been around for a long time. The main winery and tasting room is in Stag's Leap District is intact, but some of the outer buildings were lost. Stag's Leap is often confused with neighboring Stag's Leap Wine Cellars. This is Stag's Leap Winery. Stag's Leap Wine Cellars was the Cabernet Sauvignon who beat the French in the 1976 tasting. But Stag's Leap Winery is historic. The winery was founded in 1880 and is the iconic manor house that followed in 1890. The first vintage came in 1893. And that was the same year the wine caves were built. Storybrook Mountain Vineyards is safe, but a separate building holding library wines, bottles going back several vintages, and more were lost. Vinrock, that is on Atlas Peak Road in Napa. Proprietor and winemaker Michael Parmenter had to evacuate late Sunday night and confirmed Tuesday that his Atlas Peak District winery and home were destroyed. Total loss. Everything gone except our wine cave, he said. They chose the name Vinrock as a homage to the Rocky Mountain Vineyard and the cave, wine cave carved out of rock. White Rock Vineyards, located in Loma Vista Drive in Napa. Initial reports said the winery confirmed it was destroyed in the fire, and a San Francisco Chronicle photo did show the burned out wooden cave doors and many destroyed bottles of fine wine. But the family reports that while the property had some damage, the winery wines were safe in an underground facility. William Hill Estate Winery on Atlas Peak Road, Napa. Damage to the winery's entrance sign led to reports that the winery was destroyed. Owner E.N.G. Gallo released a statement saying, William Hill sustained only minor cosmetic and landscaping damage in addition to minimal vineyard damage. Going over to Sonoma Valley, Winery, A.H.H., that's in Glen Ellen, was completely destroyed along with its water system. We are okay, says Bruce Rector, but they said they have 2 years of inventory, so they didn't lose everything, but the building was destroyed. Ancient Oak Cellars in Redwood, on Redwood Highway in Santa Rosa, experienced significant loss because of fire. The owner, I'm trying to find his name. So I'm very sad to report that our house, two big, beautiful redwood barns, gorgeous tasting counter, et cetera, are gone. They wrote on Facebook. The bottled wines and barrels, however, were safe at other locations, and the owner said Wednesday they believe the vines were spared. Chateau St. Jean. I'm sure all of you are familiar with this one also. It's located on Sonoma Highway in Kenwood. Despite early reports that the winery was destroyed, a drive-by showed damage to some outbuildings and archway from parking, but the main structure appeared unharmed. Blackened earth rimmed the property, and billowing smoke still rose from nearby hills as helicopters were dropping water. Known for its beautiful extensive grounds and gardens, the winery is a popular visitor destination and wedding venue. So that is what they're saying, though. The land may be scorched, but the vineyard or the building survived. Domaine Canaris Vineyard, the sparkling wine house in Napa's Canaris District, escaped damage to the winery. They confirmed, but 1 acre estate vineyard burned. The vineyard was on this Stornetta Dairy property, which also burned down. Gunlash Bunshu Winery, located on Denmark Street in Sonoma. Despite earlier reports of significant fire damage, and I even gave that report last week, the winery buildings are structurally sound, said Katie Bunshu, but the property was on the fire line, so Bunshu said the family is still assessing crop damage. Affectionately called Gun Bun, Gunlash Bunshu is California's oldest family winery, established 150 years ago. Nicholson Ranch in Sonoma. Facebook post on the winery page clarified that damage was not significant. The winery was in the path of fire, but escaped being engulfed by the flames. We have some damage to fix, said the Facebook page. Paradise Ridge Winery, that's located on Harris Drive in Santa Rosa. The winery was completely destroyed on Monday by the Tubbs Fire. the Bick family, which owns the winery, posted on the website that they will rebuild. Quote, the winery may be broken, but our estate vineyard survived, which is foundation of our wine, unquote. Over in Mendocino County, Backbone Vineyard and Winery in Redwood Valley said the small family winery that had replaced a former Coal Belly winery was lost in the Redwood fire. The winery burned to the ground along with all our wine made over the past 5 years. Frey Vineyards, F-R-E-Y, you're familiar with that, I'm sure. On Tomkey Road in the Redwood Valley, the country's first organic and biodynamic winery lost its winery and bottling facility, but a wine storage warehouse is still standing. Owner Paul Frey also said he is hopeful the vineyard received only minimal damage. All wine orders have been suspended temporarily until the family can assess the damage. Golden Vineyards in Redwood Valley. The vineyards themselves are scorched, but they are not ruined, reports owner Judy Golden. There is no winery on the vineyard property. It is located in Hopland. Oster Wine, O-S-T-E, Oster Wine Cellars, that's located on Tomkey Road in Redwood Valley. Ken and Teresa Fetzer's winery, which specializes in limited production Cabernet Sauvignon, was destroyed in the Redwood fire. So as of now, that is the up-to-date list of all the wineries and everything that were destroyed. And yeah, this is out of the San Jose Mercury News. I will see if I can't, or actually I will get my engineer to do it, because I probably won't be able to do it, but she'll be able to do it. Post this onto the Facebook page and on our website. So if you want to check it out, it's a good look. The interactive map is good. You can put your cursor over the top of a dot on this map, and it gives you information about that particular winery stuff. And so click on the dot for the winery's name. And so there you go. Nicholson Ranch, moderate damage. So it does that. It just tells you what they are, and if you can get the little finger there, the little finger comes up. Gunneth Banshee, owner, still assessing. So I'll see if we can't get this posted on those for you and all. But that is up to date as of now, what happened to the wineries out there. Fires are not under control. A couple of them are like 70% under control. One of them is not quite that much under control, but they are doing it. The heavy winds, the 70, 80, 90 mile per hour winds have stopped, which is the best thing. That was what's causing the fires to move so quickly. I don't know if you saw reports, but people said they were standing in their house. They look out the window. They look down and talk to somebody for 30 seconds. They look back up, and the fire is right outside their door. That's how fast these things were moving. So it's been scary. It's been a scary thing all the way through. Some of the wineries have been destroyed. California has grapes. We don't have to worry about that. California has grapes. That's Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino. But you still got all the other grape-growing regions of California, so we will have grapes. It might cost more. All the wines around the country, a lot of them use California grapes. And if California raises their prices a little bit, it's going to affect everybody, because everybody will have to raise their prices. That's almost a no-brainer there. So that's what's going to happen. We are still hoping for the best. We're still praying that everyone is going to be safe now. We're praying that the fires can be controlled and everything's going to stop real soon here. The winter time right now, what they're going into, fall and winter, is the dry season out there. When I lived in California, this is the start of the dry season. At least here in Florida, in the winter, we start getting some cold fronts that come through and bring some rains, but there they don't. They just get a little bit off the Pacific if they're lucky, and it might bring something through, but that's about it. So that's it. Again, if you happen to see the wand anywhere and you use it, send me a report on it. I'm curious of what your thoughts are. I am very leery. In fact, if you have any comments now without using it, I'd be interested in what you have to say about it. Obviously, I've expressed my opinion on it. So, let me get this down so I won't lose this here. There we go. And let's see, this is something else right before I... Okay, wineries affected by the fire. I got that. I got that. Okay. So, that takes care of us this week. We are looking forward to next year. Oh, you know, and it just dawned on me. This is October. October is usually our haunted month. I haven't talked about any haunted wineries this month. I haven't. I need to get Joy Neighbors on. She hasn't been on in a couple of years. And, oh my gosh, maybe next week. That might be a possibility. So I'll check into that. If not, maybe we can bleed over until November and do a retro haunted program. Oh my gosh, I forgot about my haunted month. Well, all right. Why didn't you remind me? Y'all out there could remind me. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. If you're listening on Archives, thank you for listening on Archives. If you're any part of the wine industry, any part of the wine business, I'd like to be on the show. Let me know. Love to have you on the show. And we will look forward to seeing you next week. And be safe out there. Enjoy wine. And don't overindulge. Be safe always. And we'll see you next week.
This concludes tonight's broadcast of All About Wine on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Ron, originating from Florida Estates Winery in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Florida Estates Winery is located at 25241 State Road 52 in Land O'Lakes, Florida, 4 miles west of Interstate 75 or east of U.S. 19 and U.S. 41. For more information on Florida Estates Winery, visit the website at floridaestateswines.com or call 813-996-2113. That's 813-996-2113. The winery is open daily, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. For show information, links to All About Wine on Twitter and Facebook, or to be a guest on this show, visit the show website at www.allaboutwinebtr.com. Archive shows are available for download on iTunes or on our show page at blogtalkradio.com/allaboutwine. Thank you for listening. Drink responsibly, and we'll see you next time on All About Wine.